Then we have the type B peeling skin disease, which is inflammatory type. Here, the mode of inheritance is autosomal recessive, and the gene affected is the CDSN gene, which encodes for the corneodesmosin. It is a lifelong disease characterized by the inflammatory signs present on the skin, that is erythema, and there will be generalized peeling of the skin associated with severe pruritus. So the corneo is the CDSN gene encodes for the protein corneodesmosin, which is secreted in the corneified epithelia and the hair follicles. This corneodesmosin is specific to corneodesmosome cell-cell adhesion junction structures, which is responsible for the adhesion of these corneocytes. And the adhesive properties of the corneodesmosin is because of the glycine-rich residues present in the protein. So when there will be mutation of this gene, the corneodesmosin synthesized will be abnormal. And that's why the skin barrier function will be disrupted. And because of the accumulation of the abnormal type of corneodesmosin in the hair follicles, there will be loss of the hair, and there will be hypotrichosis, which is known as a hypotrichosis simplex. Because of the accumulation toxic effect of abnormal corneodesmosin in the hair follicles. So clinically, the patient will present at birth or after a few days with a ichthyosiform erythroderma, and there will be spontaneous peeling of the skin. This peeling of the skin will be aggravated by the environmental factors such as low humidity, raised temperature, mechanical stress, and it will be associated with severe pruritus. In the differential diagnosis, we'll keep Netherton syndrome. But how do we differentiate it from Netherton syndrome? Because there will be no severe hypertrichosis present. There will be no such failure to thrive. And furthermore, we can do the testing for the detection of lecti and corneodesmosin, which help us to differentiate between the two conditions. The histopathology of both of the conditions is almost similar, in which there will be subcorneal splitting and detachment of the corneocytes. For the management, there is no effective treatment present. We are just going to give symptomatic treatment, although the pruritus in the peeling skin syndrome type B is refractory. We can advise emollients, topical ticalcitol cream, dexpanthenol, antiseptics, and use of thermal water sprays can be tried.